Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 6. The Principle of Being One with God as Revealed in the Book of Jeremiah, Saturday. Related Verses, Jeremiah 23:5-6. Indeed, days are coming, declares Jehovah, when I will raise up to David a righteous shoot, and he will reign as king and act prudently and will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, Jehovah, our righteousness. Jeremiah 31:33. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Jehovah. I will put my law within them and write it upon their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. 2 Corinthians 3:3. Since you are being manifested that you are a letter of Christ, ministered by us, inscribed not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in tablets of hearts of flesh. Hebrews 10:16-17. This is the covenant which I will covenant with them after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws upon their hearts, and upon their minds I will inscribe them. Then he says, and their sins and their lawlessness I shall by no means remember any more. Ezekiel 11:19-20. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them, and I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they will be my people, and I will be their God. Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes, him I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall by no means go out any more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Suggested reading. We as Christians have transgressed the principle of being one with God. We may not have had a heart to be one with God, yet we like to be his people. The result is that we do not go along with God's will or God's mind, but rather express our opinions and care for our likes and dislikes. This is the reason for the lack of oneness among believers today. If we are not one with God, we cannot be one with one another. Those who are not one with God do not take his will and good pleasure, but express their opinions and pursue their preferences. To do this is to hew out broken cisterns that can hold no water. Because we, like the children of Israel, were not one with God and did not have the heart to do God's will or take his good pleasure, we offended God, transgressed his ordinances, and committed sins against his commandments. We were a people whose heart was deceitful and incurable. We were exposed as having a nature that is sinful and rebellious, a nature that could not be changed. Since this was our situation, how could we be reconciled to God? The answer is in 23:5-6. The only way that we can be reconciled to God and justified by him is by Christ, the new sprout, the righteous shoot, who is called Jehovah, our righteousness. As the righteous shoot, he came in the flesh as the descendant of David to die on the cross and shed his blood in order to accomplish redemption for our justification. Based upon Christ's redemption, we have been justified, and the triune God has come into us to be our life, our person, and our everything. This creates a situation in which God is free to work out his eternal economy in us by his dispensing of himself into our being. If we see this principle and grasp it, we will understand the entire book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah was not written according to the historical sequence, but this book surely has a spiritual sequence. First, Jeremiah shows us the basic sins of God's people, forsaking God and hewing out their own cisterns. Then the human heart is gradually exposed as being deceitful and incurable. We are wicked and hopeless, having a fallen nature that cannot change. In order to be one with God, we need Christ as the shoot of David to be our redemption and justification. This ushers the triune God into us to be our life, our inner life law, our capacity, and our everything. This is the new covenant. In the new covenant, we do not do anything. Rather, we are simply one with God to let Him write Himself into us as the law of life. This law of life implies the triune God with the highest capacity for our function. God lives in us and has the freedom in matters great and small to dispense Himself into our being to carry out His economy. This dispensing will bring in the restoration of all things and will consummate in the New Jerusalem, in the new heaven and new earth. The New Jerusalem is the consummation of the economy of God accomplished by His eternal dispensing. In Jeremiah, we see that we are redeemed, that we are justified, and that we have become one with God. Eventually, we will know God, live God, and be constituted with God in His life and nature, that we may be His corporate expression. This is the complete teaching of the Bible, especially in the New Testament, and this is the essence of the book of Jeremiah.